We're talking today with Mark Bramford, who's one of the numerous candidates in the 1st Sonoma County Supervisorial District from out on the Sonoma end of it. Mark, how do you go about introducing yourself to that spread out of district?
Well, I usually introduce myself personally, professionally, and tell people what I've done in the community. I've lived in California almost my entire life. Went to school at UC Berkeley and got 2 engineering degrees. And my career has been focused entirely on energy efficiency. I'm now a consultant helping utilities across the country do energy efficiency programs for data centers. Since moving to the Valley in 1989, I've really focused on water issues. So I'm an elected member of the Valley of the Moon Water District. I also lead a basin advisory panel. And just personally, I got married recently, and we're very happy to have adopted a baby boy about 2 years ago.
So. Congratulations on both counts.
Thank you. Yeah.
So you got that all happening. Why do you want this job?
Well, that's a good question. You know, we joke about it. It's sort of like an interesting midlife crisis. I quit a 25-year utility career, got married for the first time, remodeled a house, adopted a baby boy, and now, as you say, I'm running for political office, and the joke is I should have just bought a sports car. Well, I already had a sports car, and I did buy another one, so it's an interesting midlife crisis, that's for sure.
This professional experience that you bring to bear, how do you think that translates into a county administrative role?
Well, I think some of the challenges that we have at the county, in particular infrastructure issues like roads and water systems, those challenges sort of beg for the skills of an engineer, the problem-solving abilities that I have, the abilities to sort of question the outlines of the problem and seek the solutions that we need, and to really have a long-term focus, which engineers tend to have. It's not enough to build a roadway or a water system. You need to understand how that needs to be maintained in the future for future generations.
Given your background, what do you make of the Sonoma Clean Power proposal?
I think it's rather interesting. I support the foundations of it and what it's trying to achieve. Some local job creation is possibly there. Certainly some cleaner power than PG&E is currently delivering us to us. But I sort of take the wary view that Supervisor Rabbit takes, for example. There are risks involved, and I think we ought to have our eyes really wide open to those risks. And I think we have to be very, very clear with the electorate and the public that at least in the short term, rates will probably go up in exchange for us getting that cleaner power and the promise of those jobs.
Economic issues, of course, are front and center for everybody these days. Facing the county as a whole, still some big problems. Where would you start?
I think we have sort of 2 problems, and they're kind of the same problem. One is the whole employee pension thing at the county, which we have to get a handle on and steer that ship in a different direction and get it on a sustainable course.
Got a proposal to do that?
Yeah, I do. I mean, there's a fairly simple list of things that need to happen. I think we have to stop this spiking issue. We might have to put a cap on pensions so that people aren't retiring with, you know, pensions that are over $200,000 a year. I think the employees are going to have to be called on to contribute more to the pension plan. So there's a variety of things that have to happen there. I hope that we can accomplish those through good negotiations with the employees and their unions and not have to go to something rather more extreme. And I'm hopeful that we can do that. So we've sort of kicked the can down the road on pensions, and we've kicked the can down a very potholed road on our roadway system here. And I sort of see the same thing. We made promises to ourselves that we haven't kept. And the roadway situation is, you know, right up my alley as an engineer for something to really look into and see how we can solve that issue.
A lot of county roads out in the valley, too.
There are. I mean, and you know, we're spending something like $8 million a year on roadway maintenance, and we need to be spending 80. And, you know, there's, again, a list of solutions. We ought to raise the gas tax in the state. I'll be an advocate for that, but wish me luck, right? We can try and find some more money in the county budget, and I'll certainly look to do that, but I don't think we can find the full amount. And frankly, I think we're going to have a conversation here locally about local funding sources, whether that's a property tax or a parcel tax or something, just simply to get ourselves out of this hole and get our roadway system back on a sustainable future.
Mark Bramford is a candidate for Sonoma County Supervisor representing the 1st District in eastern Santa Rosa and the Sonoma Valley. He'll be on the ballot along with all the others on June 5th. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB News.